Wisconsin is going back to work.
I'm Steve Walters.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
This is Rewind, Wisconsin Eye's summary of the this week in the Capitol. J.R., they were only two words, criminal scheme.
Yes.
They surfaced 1 week ago in court documents, and they were used by a John Doe 2 prosecutor to kind of say what they what John Doe 2 prosecutors were looking at, were investigating, but they've hung over this campaign for governor for the last week. The issue here, according to that statement, was that prosecutors were looking at whether Governor Walker was kind of at the center, the nexus of a scheme, potentially illegal, of collusion over with different groups and funding and statewide trade associations to survive the recall, not only of Governor Walker, but of GOP state senators. So kind of the Burke campaign got their headline, right?
Yes.
But then take it from there, because it really got interesting with Schmidt's statement.
Well, if you look at the Schmidt's, actually it's from his attorney.
Yes, thank you, Randall Crocker.
A couple nuances in there. One, they say that Governor Walker was on a target when the probe was shut down.
Now, When the probe was shut down.
Judge Rudolph Randa, federal judge in Milwaukee, issued a ruling last month saying this thing is over. There's no basis for this investigation, that the targets of this probe have found a way around campaign finance law and they cannot be prosecuted for it. That's on appeal. That's a key thing. When it was shut down, would Governor Walker become one eventually? Who knows? Was his campaign a target? We don't know. He was not subpoenaed, however. Now, for conservatives, this is vindication for Governor Walker. They have focused on was not a target of the probe, period. They don't care about timing or the nuance. They want the media, who in their minds went overboard in the reaction to Governor Walker's role in this last week, they want them to pull back and say, okay, we made a mistake. We were too unfair to him. Yeah. We need to back off. Democrats are saying, look, Governor Walker is not the Eagle Scout. He tells us all he is all the time. There's a credibility issue here. Note, too, that Governor Walker, up until last week, has said, I won't talk about the Doe because it's inappropriate to do so. Yeah. But since this release last week, he's been all over this Doe saying it's inappropriate. There's no basis for it.
He's being slandered.
I'm being slandered. The media coverage was slanderous.
Yes.
Yesterday, stopped in Madison, he talked openly about, yes, I raised money for Club for Growth. That shouldn't surprise anybody, but there's nothing wrong with that. It's very much a different change of tone from Governor Walker.
Well, I want to parse. I want to parse the statement by Schmitz here. It is wrong for any person to point to this sentence, the criminal scheme, in a legal argument as a finding by the special prosecutor that Governor Walker has engaged in a criminal scheme. Why this statement surprised me? It surprised members of the Capitol Press Corps. Why did Schmitz have to issue it?
Good question. Walker said last night that he did not ask them to do this.
Right.
But there's been a week of media coverage of this that's portrayed Governor Walker as the center of a criminal scheme. So possibly
attracted national attention.
So possibly they felt the need to clarify what's going on. Now remember, this is just a theory. And a theory that Governor Walker has pointed out multiple times, two judges have shot down. So in his mind, there's nothing here. This is a story. Move on.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about that, and let's show the statement by the governor post-Schmitz. Mm-hmm. As you point out, it was issued by his attorney. After the media's slanderous reporting last week, today's statement by prosecutors should serve as an opportunity for the media to correct the record and report the real facts of this story. And then, as you said, two judges have ruled there is no case. New prosecutors have stated, now prosecutors have stated clearly that not only was Governor Walker not a target of the investigation, et cetera, et cetera. He stopped short of saying, I was vindicated, and news media, be sure you point that out.
Yeah, and he said others can, it's up to others, but and let's also remember, too, two judges have said, Randis said
Federal
no
Judge
investigation.
Randa.
State Judge Peterson said the subpoenas are not supported by any actual crime, therefore I'm quashing them. So two judges have said there's not an issue here. And the issue, again, is they're talking about issue advocacy. That's different from express advocacy when I say vote for Steve Walters, vote against Steve Walters. If I'm saying Steve Walters stinks, tell him he stinks. There's a big difference in campaign finance law, according to these two judges, what can and can't be done in Wisconsin.
Okay, now let's talk about the response of Mary Burke, the leading Democrat against Walker. I mean, it seems to me that she kind of said, I'm not going to use this, but then her campaign put out an attack ad.
Yeah.
Do you see a contradiction there?
Another nuance. They're not focusing on the dough, right? They're focusing on Walker's reaction to it. Because in Mary Burke's mind, Governor Walker's been a career politician. That's what you're going to hear a lot between now and November. He's been in office his entire adult life. This is what a career politician does. He gets bad news on the jobs front. He gets bad news on the dough front. He immediately goes on the attack with a misleading, you know, attack ad against me. This is a guy who's a career politician. I've been in business for 30 years, et cetera, et cetera. For Republicans, obviously, they see a little bit of a flip-flop here that, look, this is campaign says one thing, does the other. Democrats are not really telling the truth, and they say they're not going to use this. But, you know, that's politics.
Right? And then the rhetoric machine grinds on because mm-hmm. then the Walker campaign says, Mary Burke, take down this ad. And then the Burke campaign issues a release accusing respected news outlets and Bureau of Labor Statistics of slander on the same day his ad was rated false would be laughable if it wasn't so transparently political. This ad will stay on the air. I think the closing question here, JR, is at the end of this very interesting week for those of us political junkies, how much damage done to the Walker campaign?
Big picture question first. How much do people care about the dough? There's a debate when I talk to people about, is this really a big issue? Now, Mike Tate, for example, State Democratic Party chair this past week said, people don't care about, we're in the doors last weekend, they cared about jobs, right? So there is a question, how big a deal is this? I get the impression, though, talking to people, that if you are a Walker lover, you love him more now because you think he's being persecuted. If you're a Walker hater, it hardens your view of him. The people in the middle, I don't know if they care. There is one benefit, though, for Mary Burke, and that is this. There is a perception among some people that Mary Burke is not like connected with the base in a populist, like really passionate way. Mm-hmm. They like her, but they're not really jazzed about her. This is a reminder of why they hate Scott Walker, and that, oh, I need to be active between now and November and get out there, get my friends out there, because this guy is, you know, whatever they think he is. We need to feed him at the polls in November. So that helps her in that way.
And remember, they were talking about that last poll, the Franklin poll, 46-46, mm-hmm. only 8% undecided. So if this nudges 1% against Walker, it may be a player here. It's just fascinating.
Absolutely.
Very interesting. Another thing happened last week, and I read it first on WisPolitics. Kudos to you guys. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says, whoa, this new law, 20% tax credit for rehabbing historical building is so popular, we're going to put a moratorium on it. Big deal?
Well, you know, too much of a good thing a little bit. It's interesting that people kind of warned them a little bit when they first did this. $4 million is a little low. It might come up a lot higher than that. What are we going to do? There was no cap put on the credit when it was first passed. And lo and behold, it comes in almost 10 times higher than the first estimate in 6 months, by the way, barely 6 months. So they have to put a cap on it. They're going to find a way to, you know, they're saying they're going to study the future impact on state revenues and come back with new proposals for the next budget. But it's proven very popular. By the way, $19 million at 35 is going to Milwaukee.
I know.
Projects there, a couple one more than $4 million. The biggest grant, though, in Racine, the redevelopment along the lake, the riverfront, $9 million. So it's really helping some big projects in some big urban areas.
It is, and when you take a look at some of the city of Milwaukee projects, $4.2 million for the Posner Building rehab, the rehab of Dr. Morey House, $4.1 million. So it's a big deal for cities like Milwaukee. And where's the actual biggest one?
Give Racine.
Me that, Racine.
$9 million for that redevelopment along the riverfront.
Wow.
Big time.
So the Department of Revenue initially scored it as only $4 million, and now it's up to $35 million, and that's
as
what
of
they
Monday,
said,
yeah.
Put a lid on it.
Yep.
One other development last week, JR, there was a lawsuit filed, and if I try to explain it, I'll screw it up.
Essentially,
what happened?
The Citizens Responsible Government, their PAC has filed a lawsuit through the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, saying that there is right now an aggregate limit on how much you can collect in PAC contributions, right? So you get, I think, it's like $7,700 if you're an assembly candidate. The first $7,700 in your account, that's good. Anything out of that, you can't take anymore.
Illegal.
They're saying that that contribution is arbitrary, unconstitutional, and limits their ability to associate with people who they support. The big picture thing is this. It's, again, another attack on Wisconsin's campaign finance laws, a death by a thousand cuts, if you will.
Yep.
They've been nicking out things here and there. Here's one more that could go, and the question is, what will the courts do? Because everybody's looked at these McCutcheon decisions from the U.S. Supreme Court saying that the only real thing you can base a restriction on is the appearance of corruption. So does this meet that standard? That might be, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but that might be the ultimate determination whether you can limit PAC contributions, which range from what, the $700 for assembly candidates up to 700 some for gubernatorial candidates, right? That neighbor, neck of the woods?
Yeah, I think so.
So, you know, that's the big question.
This lawsuit's not going to be resolved by the November 4 election.
Probably not. Unless you can get an injunction right away, hold it up until further notice.
Well, all the conflicting U.S. Supreme Court rulings and GAB trying to interpret them, it seems to me like a few months out from the November 4 election, it's kind of the wild, wild west out there.
A little bit. And now you have a couple lawmakers that we're going to rewrite campaign finance laws next session. Well, what are they going to do? Now, the makeup of the legislature will have a big, big impact on what that looks like. But if you have Republicans still in charge, you would think they're going to lean toward less regulation. They want it to be more open. They think there shouldn't be restrictions on free speech that they equate with these dollars. So that's going to be a big, big question next session.
Right. Okay. Well, in closing, give us the WisPolitics stock report, please.
Rising, Neil Kedzie.
Former Senator Neil Kedzie just resigned.
Yes, just resigned and just got a new job on top of that, in line for big raise more than likely.
It's funny how that works. You resign on, and then 8 days later, excuse me, go ahead.
One of four lawmakers now that left this session for jobs elsewhere. Yeah. You know, this kind of happens that, you know, people find a better paycheck, if you will, better opportunity. They will grab it. It's also part of a generational shift in the state legislature. You're seeing a lot of turnover. These four guys are 20-some who are leaving in both houses. Big, big changes coming.
That's true.
Next session.
Let's talk about the job he got. President, Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association.
Okay. Now, lawmakers sometimes have a hard time finding jobs that translate from the skills they have as lawmakers to the real world. But for Kedzie, it's a lobbying group. Be president. He was chair of the Transportation Committee in 05, I think it was, or 07, one of the two. So at least there's some nexus there with him. But yeah, sometimes lawmakers, you know, they all of a sudden go out and go, wait, I don't have real job skills, you know, in the real world.
And he just issued a press release. I'm resigning today because of this career opportunity.
Yeah.
And he couldn't really close the deal while he was still a state senator.
GAB rules say you can talk about things, but you can't have actual details exchanged or offers made until they're on office.
So he was rising mixed?
Governor Walker, I mean, the thing is, while conservatives are talking about vindication for Walker with his statement this week, whatever damage was done can't be undone by what was released. The headlines are already out there from last week. The outside groups, Mary Burke's campaign, they have all the fodder they need right now, the TV clips, the newspaper headlines to run all kinds of ads in October saying criminal scheme. So it's hard to undo. Now, it's not necessarily a death knell. Remember, the question is, how big a deal is John Doe? We don't know for sure with voters. And two, can Mary Burke, one, connect with voters, and B, prove not only is that guy not worthy of being reelected, but you should replace him with me. Always a big challenge for challengers in those races.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, mixed, and then falling.
Wisconsin beaches. It's summertime, but you shouldn't go out in the water. We have the eighth worst water quality in the country for beaches, and not a good sign. I mean, you know Madison, what, 25 years ago, the beaches were packed with people swimming. Now nobody goes swimming in Madison Lakes.
Madison has Goodman Pool.
Yeah, water quality has gone downhill across the state.
So all those people that go to Lady Gaga tonight at Summerfest don't end up in the water, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Especially after heavy rain, right?
Very good. Yeah, it's true. Oh, true, when the raw sewage is coming.
Yes.
Okay, programming note, I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks, going to spoil some grandkids. So rewind, we'll be on hiatus until July 18th. I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.